So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the application of Cheskes Kinyan, one who makes a chazaka to acquire land that he bought or received as a gift from someone, or the land of a ger who died and his land became ownerless. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hayman deshada lifta beipili the ara, the ger, lo have a chazaka. If a person threw a turnip into a hole in the ground, but did not cover it with earth, and it later became rooted in the ground, this chazaka is not effective and it does not acquire the field, because beidna deshada lo have a shivcha. His action did not make an immediate improvement to the field, as he did not actually plant the turnip, but rather it happened on its own. However, the Rashbam adds, Rafik Bapurta have a chazaka. Even if he merely dug up a small portion of the ground, this chazaka is effective, because the maisika of it bugufakarku mashbiach hakarka miyad bacharishazu. His action did make an immediate improvement to the field. Amar Shmuel, Haiman de Pashach Dikla. If a person tore the branches off a palm tree, it depends. Shakal mehai gisa umehai gisa adaita de dikla kani. If he took branches from both sides, which is beneficial to the tree, chazaka is effective and he acquires the tree because it indicates that his intention was to prune and improve the tree. Kula mechad gisa adaita de chivasa laikani. If he took branches from only one side, which is detrimental to the tree, the chazaka is not effective and he does not acquire the tree because it indicates that his intention was only to feed his animals. And the Rashbam adds, in the case of shakal mehai gisa, but adaita de chivasa laikani. If he took from both sides, but said that it's to feed his animals, he does not acquire it. V'havagav de memeila mahani ladekel, even though his act also prunes and improves the tree, this is not a chazaka because tarti be'inan. There are two requirements for a chazaka to be effective. Shayasa tikin bekarka b'yadayim, his act improves the field. And, uba'aysa tikin yeh miskabin l'shem tikin, his intention with this act is to improve the field. And Rashbam also adds that the achilas peiris in the chazaka liknois shari eina oisa shum tikkun bekarka shehei doima lenol godol parts. Taking the produce is not a cheskes kinyan, but a cheskes shalashanim. Shmuel proceeds to give several more examples of cases where it depends whether his intention was adaited to ara, to improve the field, or adaited the peiris to gain some benefit through the field. The Gemara proceeds with a machlikas Rav Shmuel regarding chazaka benichse agir. In a sada ha-musayemis b'mitzareha, a ger's field that has visible boundaries on all sides, Rav holds, kima shehikish b'makosh echot kanakula. If a person dealt one blow to the ground, the chazaka acquires the entire field. And Shmuel holds, loikana elamoka makush b'vat. The chazaka acquires only its immediate area, but not the rest of the field. And in a sada she'ena musayemis b'mitzareha, a field that does not have a visible boundaries on all sides, Rav agrees to loikana elamoka makush b'vat. However, if he does the following, the Azal Tayyar, the Shuri Bahadir Kanakula. If he plows two rows back and forth from one end of the field to the other, the Chazaka acquires the entire field, because Ki'ilu Charash Kulay. It is considered as if he plowed the entire field. And Rashbam adds the following distinction. V'davka b'nechse ager le Kanakula. Shmuel disagrees only regarding a Chazaka in a ger's field, that a Chazaka in one area does not acquire the entire field, because Memele Kani. He acquires the field on his own, but not through another party, and therefore the chazaka is limited only to its specific area. Regarding a chazaka in a field that one bought and paid for, a chazaka in one area can acquire all the fields that it paid for, because the kulu ishtabed lekech b'shel ma'isav. All the fields are obligated to the buyer by virtue of his payment. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul. Nechzei oivit kechavim harehin kemidbar. Kalamachzik ben zacha ben. The non-Jew sold his field to a Jew who paid him money, but he did not yet transfer the shtar, the deed, to the buyer. The field is considered ownerless, and if someone else makes a chazaka, he acquires the field. Because, when the non-Jew accepts the money, his ownership is removed from the field, because as Rashbam explains, a non-Jew acquires only through money, but not through shtar. And Yisrael oikan liyademot ishtar liyadeh. The Jewish buyer does not acquire the field until he receives the shtar from the non-Jew, because stam oivik echavim anosim vein medayte liknes b'lei shtar. He knows that Akum generally steal, and he does not agree to the sale until he gets the proof of a shtar. Therefore, in the interim, harehin kemidbar, v'kalamachzik ben zacha behen. The field remains ownerless, and anyone can make a chazak and acquire the field. The Rashbam points out, however, that haisheni rasha mikri. The second person who does this is considered a wicked person because kivun the yav lekech rishon zuzi legari me'ani mahapech b'charbara uva'ach benatla nikarasha. Since the buyer paid for the field, he's no different than one who is trying to buy a field and another person preempts him. He is considered wicked. The Gemara, however, asks that this statement of Shmuel seems to be contradicted from another statement of Shmuel. The laws of the government that do not contravene the Torah are halachically binding. The law is that the sale of land is finalized only with a deed, and until then the non-Jew still owns the field, and it does not become hefker. This question remains unresolved in the Gemara. However, Rabbi Yosef confirmed Shmuel's ruling of Bechala Machzor ben Zachabhan, and it does not contradict Din Mechuzadina. As Rashbam explains that Rabbi Yosef was of the opinion that the law at the time did not require only a deed, but a chazaka was also acceptable.